Hello， 大家好啊 ，Welcome to the Art of Hong Kong Geeks by Dummy， 我系 Dummy，I'm Dummy。
Hello， before we start today， have you heard about the news about the Cantonese program at Stanford University？I'm just reading an article from StanfordDaily.com right now, and essentially what happened was that because in December, the language center at Stanford University decided to not renew the contract with the Cantonese professor or lecturer there, which of course was a very sad thing. And then, 3,000 of her students actually signed a petition wanting Stanford University to keep the program. And eventually right now, Stanford University decided that they're going to keep two courses of the Cantonese program in the next academic year. Come on, Cantonese people, Cantonese community, come on, we have to stand up together and we have to protect our language. We cannot lose our language. We cannot let them just erase our language. So here, first of all, I applaud your commitment in Cantonese language and in helping to preserve Cantonese language and helping us pass on this beautiful language. I really truly appreciate everything that you guys have done. You guys probably had no prior knowledge of Cantonese or had a little bit of knowledge of Cantonese. But of course, the reason why you're listening to me today is because you want to learn it, and I truly do appreciate it. And I really do hope that you'll keep it up. Do not let our Cantonese language die away just like Latin. We cannot let that happen. Okay, let's begin. Have you listened to the last episode yet? This episode is paired with the last episode on vocab for the new year and setting goals. This episode, I've prepared a conversation for you on those vocab. You'll hear, I think, almost all of the ones that we have covered last week. Haven't listened to it? That's fine. You can either choose to listen to the last episode right now or after this episode. Completely your choice. In this conversation, Dummy's old friend, John, who's a Cantonese learner, bumped into Dummy in the new year, 2021. You'll hear John talk about his goals, and you'll hear about Dummy giving him some encouraging words. Okay, great. So let's hear the entire conversation in Cantonese once, then in English, then I'll come back with you together to analyze the conversation. Here we go.
咦, Dummy? 乜咁啱啊?
Oh, John, 冇见一排，你嘅广东话好咗咁多嘅。
多谢晒。我新一年2021年嘅目标系学好我啲广东话。
哇，祝你成功啦。
多谢，我已经全力以赴噶啦。
系啊，你唔好半途而废啊，咁你就会失败噶啦。
我唔记得咗咩系失败啊。
失败乃成功之母，失败就即系成功个妈妈咯。
我听唔明。
即系你要有失败过，先至可以成长。同埋成功咯，如果你坚持又唔放弃嘅话。
哦，我明啦。咁你新一年有咩搞啊？你好似有啲颓喎。
系啊，人人都系啦。而家疫情咁严重，日日都留喺屋企吃。
系咯，我都系，唯有留喺屋企学广东话咯。
是啊，好啊，新一年新开始，看来你好有决心噃。
我已经决定了，一定要学好我的广东话的啦。
加油啊，但是不要太扯啊。
好啦，下次再谈，我老婆上堂那里应该完了的啦。
那得闲喝茶啦。虽然都唔知几时可以同呢个冠状病毒讲拜拜，
一定要饮茶迟啲。
OK， 拜拜。
Oh, Dummy, the timing is so right.
Oh, John, haven't seen you in a while. Your Cantonese has gotten so much better.
Thank you so much. My New Year 2021's goal is to learn my Cantonese well.
Wow, I wish you success.
Thank you. I'm already trying my best.
Yeah, do not give up halfway. In that case, you will fail. 失敗.
I forgot what is 失敗 again.
失敗 failure 乃成功之母，失敗 failure is the mother of success.
I'm not understanding.
That means you have to fail to grow and succeed. If that's in the case, where you persist and not give up.
Oh, got it. So what are you doing in the new year? You look a little defeated.
Yeah, everyone's like that. The pandemic is so serious now, just kind of wasting my time every day at home.
Yeah, me too. The only way is to stay at home and learn Cantonese.
Yeah, great. New year, new beginnings. Looks to me you have a lot of determination.
I've already decided that I must learn my Cantonese well.
Add oil, keep going. But don't be so intense.
Okay, chat next time. My wife's lesson should be over.
So, when you're free, let's go for dim sum, 飲茶, even though we don't know when we can say bye to this coronavirus.
Must grab dim sum later on.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, very good. How much did you get? Let's analyze the conversation couple lines by couple lines.
咦, a dummy? What come, ma'am?
Oh, a John, 冇見一排你嘅廣東話好咗咁多嘅。
Oh, dummy, the timing is so right.
Oh, John, haven't seen you in a while. Your Cantonese has gotten so much better.
So at the beginning, John said, 咦? 咦? 咦 is the emotion sound, indicating that he is a little surprised. John then said, 乜咁啱啊? 乜咁啱啊? 啱 means right or correct or accurate. So 乜咁啱啊? Literally means what is so right. But really, it means the timing is so right that he bumped into Dummy. So then Dummy said, 冇見一排, haven't seen you in a while. 一排, 一排, meaning a while. Another term for a while is 一輪, 一輪, meaning one round. So instead, Dummy could have said 冇見一輪, 冇見一輪, also the same thing. However, for a shorter and briefer while, you would use 一陣, 一陣 instead. So if someone were to say to you, 冇見一陣, 冇見一陣, that means they haven't seen you in a very short while. The next sentence, Dummy said, 你廣東話好咗咁多嘅? Meaning, your Cantonese has gotten so much better? Question mark. It sounds strange in English because it doesn't seem like a question. But here, Dummy used the emotion sound, 嘅, 嘅, The ge sound can be used to pose a question or rhetorical question. So here, Dummy is asking, how come John's Cantonese has gotten so much better?
多謝曬。我新一年2021年嘅目標係學好我啲廣東話。
哇，祝你成功啦。
多謝，我已經全力以赴㗎啦。Thank you so much.My New Year 2021's goal is to learn my Cantonese well.
Wow, I wish you success.
Thank you. I'm already trying my best.
Then John said, 多謝曬, 多謝曬, thank you very much. He then said his 新一年, 新一年, New Year. Then he gave a little more information. 2021年, the year of 2021. His goal, 目標, 目標, Do you remember this term? You can go back to my last episode to review. Is 學好廣東話, learn my Cantonese well. Then, Dummy said, 哇, wow, 祝你成功, wishing you success. 祝, 祝 means to wish. So for example, if you want to wish someone happy birthday, then you will say, 祝你生日快樂, 祝你生日快樂。To say, for example, this might come in handy during the pandemic, wishing people safety and health, you can say, for example, for wishing you health, 祝你身體健康, 祝你身體健康, 身體 means body, 身體, and 健康, 健康 means healthy, literally saying wishing you body healthy, and for wishing you safety, you would say, 祝你出入平安,祝你出入平安。出入 means out and in, meaning going outdoors and coming indoors. 平安,
平安 means safety and peace. So basically, you're wishing the person whenever they're leaving the house and coming home, you're hoping that they're safe. John then thanked Dummy again. He added saying, 我已经全力以赴噶啦。I am already trying my best. 已经 means already. 全力以赴,全力以赴 means trying one's best, like I explained last episode.
是啊,你不要半途而废啊,那你就会失败的啦。
我不记得了什么是失败啊。
Yeah, do not give up halfway. In that case, you will fail, 失败。
I forgot what is 失敗 again.
Then Dummy said, Yes, 你不要半途而廢啊。Meaning, you should not give up halfway. Otherwise, you will fail. 失敗,失敗。半途而廢 means giving up halfway, which I already mentioned in my last episode. And unfortunately, John doesn't remember what 失敗, failing, means.And he asked, 咩是失败啊? Meaning, what is 失败? What is failure? So that's how you can also ask other people this question, what is, so say for example, if you don't know a certain term, 咩是,
失败乃成功之母,失败就即是成功的妈妈咯。失败 failure 乃成功之母。失败 failure is the mother of success.
Dummy said a phrase, 失败乃成功之母。I'm guessing many of you don't know it or have heard about it before but don't really understand it. Then Dummy, me, giving the literal translation, which is literally what the phrase is saying. 失败 failure is the mother of 成功。成功 success. And can you guess what that means? John couldn't, so he said,
我听不明
白。即是你要有失败过才可以成长和成功咯。如果你坚持又不放弃的话。
I'm not understanding.
That means you have to fail to grow and succeed. If that's in the case where you persist and not give up,
So John said, 我聽不明,我聽不明, meaning he couldn't understand. 聽 means to listen or hear, 不明 means not understand. So I'm not understanding what you told me. So Dummy explained further saying, 即是 means that means. 你要有, you need to have, 你要有,失敗過, failed. 失敗 is to fail, and 過 is the past tense indicator here. So 失敗過, failed. And she continued, 先至 means before something happens. Literal translation is first until, but really it means before something happened. So this is a linking word. For example,You need to close the door before you can lock it. In the half Cantonese, half English way, hopefully it can help you understand how to use 先至 better. So for you need to close the door before you can lock it, you would say, you need to close the door, 先至 can lock it. Now in full Cantonese, 你要閂門先至可以鎖門。你要閂門先至可以鎖門。As you notice, the second you and the you need to close the door before you can lock it, that sentence, that you is omitted in the Cantonese sentence because 你 is already implied in the sentence because clearly the person was talking to you and addressing you directly for the entire sentence.So, Dummy is saying here, you need to first fail before 可以成長 can grow. 成長 means to grow or as a noun, growth. She wasn't done though, she continued, 同埋成功咯 and succeed. Then she said, 如果 meaning if, indicating this is a conditional sentence. She said, 如果你堅持又唔放棄嘅話，堅持，堅持。I mentioned this in the last episode. It means persist or insist or perseverance kind of meaning. And 又，又 means also or again. And 放棄，放棄 means to give up. So 唔放棄，唔放棄 means to not give up. And 嘅話，嘅話 is sort of similar to, let's say, for example, in English, also a hypothetical. So here, because she already said 如果, meaning if, and 嘅話, meaning let's say, is now sort of redundant. And if you were to say 如果你堅持又不放棄, or 你堅持又不放棄嘅話, they both mean if you persist and not give up.The same thing as what Dummy said, 如果你堅持又不放棄的話。
哦，我明了，那你新一年有什麼搞啊？你好像有點頹哦。Oh, got it. So what are you doing in the new year? You look a little defeated.
John understood. He acknowledged Dummy using the emotion sound, 哦，我。The 我 sound is used to acknowledge. Here it means, oh, I see. And then he said, 我明啦，我明啦， I understand. So he started a new topic. 咁你新一年有咩搞啊？咁，咁 means so then. 有咩搞啊 means what is there to do. It has the same meaning as 有咩做啊 or 有咩整啊。Same thing, what is there to do? But 有咩搞啊?有咩搞啊? It's more casual. The word 搞, 搞 actually means to stir. But nowadays, modern day casual meaning, it means to do or to make something. Then John said, 你好似有啲頹喎, you seem a little defeated. 好似,好似 means look like.You can use 好似 look like in this context, saying, for example, you seem to be, say, happy. 你好似好開心。你好似好開心。That's when you use the term 好似好似 look like. But 好似 look like can also mean object A and object B are similar, or person A and person B are similar. You can say, for example,You and your mother are similar.
你同你妈妈好似。你同你妈妈好似。
Got it? And you can also use 好似 to say object A and object B or person A and person B look alike. For example, you and your mother look alike.
你同你妈妈好似样。你同你妈妈好似样。
样 means appearance or face, so 好似样 together means similar in appearance.
颓，颓
like I explained last episode, is the slang term for looking defeated.
有啲颓
literal translation is have some defeat, but it really means a little defeated. You can say, for example, a little unhappy.
有啲唔開心，有啲唔開心。
A little angry, 有啲嬲，有啲嬲。
係啊，人人都係啦，而家疫情咁嚴重，日日都留喺屋企吃。
Yeah, everyone's like that. The pandemic is so serious now, just kind of wasting my time every day at home.
And then Dummy agreed. She said, 人人都係啦。人人，人人 means everyone.
Usually when you double up a noun or a uniclassifier, it means every something of that particular word. So here, literally, she's saying everyone is also. And then she said,
而家疫情咁严重。而家
meaning now.
疫情，疫情。
You probably will want to jot this down so then you can talk to other people about COVID-19.
疫情，疫情 means the pandemic or
the epidemic. We use the same word 疫情，疫情 to describe both pandemic and the epidemic because 疫，疫
by itself means disease. For example, for any kind of vaccine in Cantonese, it is 疫苗. 苗 by itself means a small young plant or small young plants like sprouts. So basically, if we have to interpret vaccine in Cantonese character by character, it means it is a disease sprout, which is, I think, a pretty good description of what a vaccine is, right? Of course, I'm not a doctor or nurse, but my knowledge in biology isn't half bad. If I'm giving you misinformation, I apologize in advance, and I will question the entire Hong Kong education system as well as my entire life. But essentially, I think the Cantonese name, 疫苗, is fitting because vaccines are basically an injection of small doses of weakened or inactive viruses, so then your body can adjust and know how to deal with it when you're exposed to that certain virus later on. So just like a sprout, they're just trying to plant it in your body first, so then later on when you're exposed to that particular virus again, you already have a tree or well-formed plant to fight off that virus. So 疫苗 is vaccine. And if you cannot recall this word out of the blue, for lack of a better term, then you can simply say 打针, meaning to have an injection. 打 means to hit, and 针 means needles. 打针, to have an injection. Sorry for blabbering on. So 疫情, pandemic, or epidemic, because like I said, 疫 by itself means disease, and 情 is short for 情况, meaning a situation or the situation. So 疫情 put together, it means the situation of the disease. Therefore, it isn't specifically pointing at whether it is an epidemic or pandemic. It's just referring to the situation with the disease. You can use 疫情 with any kind of major diseases, not specific to COVID, like for example, swine flu, H1N1 and whatnot, even a very serious flu that can actually cause an outbreak. So then later on, Dummy said, 疫情咁严重 means serious. 严 by itself, it means serious or severe or grave. 重 actually, by itself, as an adjective, it means heavy, and it should be read as 重 as an adjective. So you can understand it as heavily severe or heavily serious, meaning very, very serious. Dummy then said, 日日都留喺屋企吃 means every day. Again, just to repeat, usually when you double up a noun or uniclassifier, it means every something of that particular word. So here, literally, she's saying every day. 日日 And then 留喺屋企 stay at home. And this might be a good one to know as well. 留 means to stay, and 喺 is the preposition used here, meaning in, on, or at. And 屋企 I'm hoping you should know this word, meaning home. So say for example, to say stay at school, then you would say 留喺学校 To stay at the company, 留喺公司 And hey, like I mentioned last episode, it means to waste time away or not really doing anything in particular.
是咯，我都是，唯有留在家学广东话咯。是啊，好啊，新一年新开始。
Yeah, me too. The only way is to stay at home and learn Cantonese.
Yeah, great. New year, new beginnings. Looks to me you have a lot of determination.
John agreed and said he is also the same. Then he said, 唯有留在屋企学广东话咯。唯有 means only, or literally only have. For example, only you treat me so kindly, you would say 唯有你对我好 good. And then he said, 留喺屋企學廣東話。Now, I believe you should now understand this. Stay at home and learn Cantonese. Dummy agreed and then encouraged him by saying, 新一年,新開始, meaning new year, new beginnings. Then she continued saying, 睇嚟你好有決心噃。睇嚟睇嚟 literally means seeing, but here it means looks like or seems like. And then she said, 你好有決心噃, literally means you very have determination, meaning you have a lot of determination. She ended with a 噃 sound. The 噃 sound is used when you want to warn someone something, to advise or to urge people to do something, or to show confirmation of their statement. And here it is used to show confirmation, suggesting that Dummy really thinks that he really has determination.
我已經決定了，一定要學好我的廣東話的啦。
加油啊，但是不要太扯喎。
I've already decided that I must learn my Cantonese well.
Add oil, keep going, but don't be so intense.
Then John reassured her by saying, 我已經決定了，一定要學好廣東話的啦。已經已經 like I mentioned earlier, means already. And 決定, this one is from the last episode, means to decide. And 咗 is the past tense indicator here. So 決定咗 means decided. 一定 was in many of my other episodes on conversations. 一定 means must. And then the rest you should understand now. 要學好我的廣東話噶啦 means need to learn my Cantonese well. Dummy encouraged him by saying 加油啊 literal translation is add oil, but really it means keep going. Basically saying adding oil or fuel for you so then you have the energy to keep going. She continued by saying, 但是不要太扯喔。但是 is a linking word meaning but or however. 不好 means do not. 太 means too, like too much or too many or overboard kind of meaning. So she's saying, but do not be overly 扯. And 扯 is from the last episode. It is a Hong Kong slang term meaning intense.
好啦，下次再傾。我老婆上堂嗰度應該完咗噶啦。
Okay, chat next time. My wife's lesson should be over.
So John was wrapping up the conversation by saying,下次再傾 下次 means next time. 再 means again. And 傾 is short for 傾偈 meaning to talk or to chat. So together, 下次再傾 meaning chat next time. So he gave a reason. 我老婆上堂嗰度應該完咗㗎啦。老婆 means wife. And for husband, you will say 老公。上堂 means having a lesson or having a class. So John said 上堂嗰度 meaning over there at where she has her lesson or class. 嗰度 means there. And 应该 means should.And 完 is short for 完結 from the last episode, meaning to finish or it is over. Again, 咗 is the past tense indicator, meaning the ed. So 完咗 means finished.
咁得閒飲茶啦。雖然都唔知幾時可以同呢個冠狀病毒講拜拜。
一定要飲茶遲啲。
Okay, bye bye.
So, when you're free, let's go for dim sum, 飲茶, even though we don't know when we can say bye to this coronavirus.
Must grab dim sum later on.
Okay, bye-bye. So then Dummy said, 得閒飲茶啦。飲茶 literally means drinking tea, but actually it means to have dim sum or to go to the Chinese restaurant for food when everyone is free.
This is something to say when you want to say goodbye, but a polite meaningless saying, really, because even though they say this line 得閒飲茶 for grabbing food later, they're not really making concrete plans as well. Even when they are saying to go for 點心得閒飲茶, it's not actually 點心 specifically that they meant. Really, 得閒飲茶 is basically just a code for saying we have to meet again later. Then Dummy said, 雖然都唔知幾時可以同呢個冠狀病毒講拜拜。雖然 means although or even though, a linking word. 唔知 means do not know. 幾時 means when. And 可以 means can. 同呢個冠狀病毒 with this coronavirus.About a year ago, I had an episode out on COVID-19. At that time, it was not named COVID. 冠狀病毒 is just a general name for saying coronavirus, not specific to any kind of strains. Just coronavirus in general. And to say novel coronavirus, the terminology is 新冠病毒 Sun means new, so novel. Gun means a crown, because the virus is in sort of like a crown shape, and that's why even in English it is corona, because it's Latin for the word crown. And bang dok means virus. Bang by itself means disease or illness. Dok by itself means poison. So don't split the characters up, because they mean very, very different things.病毒 when put together, it means virus. 講拜拜 is from last week, meaning say bye-bye. Do you remember what the other more proper term is for saying farewell or saying bye? Do you remember? Then John acknowledged by saying 一定要飲茶遲啲一定 again means must.飲茶 again means to get dim sum or food at the Chinese restaurant, and 遲啲 means later on. 遲 means late, and 啲 when 啲 is following an adjective, it becomes the er, the comparative form. So 遲啲 means later. That is it. Let's play the Cantonese version one more time and see how much you can understand.
咦 a dummy? 乜咁啱啊
？Oh, John， 冇见一排，你嘅广东话好咗咁多嘅。
多谢晒，
我新一年2021年嘅目标系学好我啲广东话。
哇，祝你成功啦！
多谢，我已经全力以赴噶啦。
是啊，你不要半途而废啊，那你就会失败的啦。
我不记得了什么是失败啊。
失败乃成功之母，失败就即是成功的妈妈咯。
我听不明。
即是你要有失败过才可以成长和成功咯。如果你坚持又不放弃的话。
哦，我明了。咁你新一年有咩搞啊？你好似有啲颓喎。
系啊，人人都系啦。而家疫情咁严重，日日都留喺屋企吃。
系咯，我都系。唯有留喺屋企学广东话咯。
系啊，好啊，新一年新开始，睇嚟你好有决心噃。
我已经决定咗。一定要学好我的广东话的啦。
加油啊，但是不要太扯哦。
好啦，下次再谈。我老婆上堂那里应该完了的啦。
那得闲喝茶啦，虽然都不知几时可以跟这个冠状病毒讲拜拜。
一定要喝茶迟啲。
OK, 拜拜。Well, I really hope that after my analysis, you can understand the conversation a little more now.
Next week, we're going to talk about two character emotion sounds. And hey, you know I'm still trying to work on my YouTube channel. I'm still trying to create more videos for you guys. And if you really think that that's probably more helpful to actually have some more visual materials, I hope that I will see you on my YouTube channel, which is The Art of Hong Kong Geese by a Dummy. I look forward to seeing you there. Talk to you next week. Thank you so much for listening. If you're interested, please go on my Facebook page, which is The Art of Hong Kong Geese by a Dummy. Or if you want to look for the written materials, go on my website. I have everything up on there, which is www.theartofhongkonggeesebyadummy.com. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time.